Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers that are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Health Magazine Show, brought to you by Holistic Health Magazine, South Florida's leading publication for alternative health, holistic addiction recovery, and elevating your mind, body.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers that are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Health Magazine Show, brought to you by Holistic Health Magazine, South Florida's leading publication for alternative health, holistic addiction recovery, and elevating your mind, body, and spirit. If you have any questions about the broadcast or to subscribe to Holistic Health Magazine, call toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, today's show.
Health Magazine Radio Show, and we're streaming live today on Blog Talk Radio, holistichealthmagazine.com, and of course, we're live in the studio at WWNN 1470 AM out of Boca Raton, and we want to welcome everybody to the show. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's a glowing day in Boca, and of course, any day that we don't have rain at this time of the year is a beautiful thing, and we want to welcome also the people that have just gotten their new issue of Holistic Health Magazine. The July issue is out on the streets right now. And, of course, you can pick that up at any vitamin shop, 49 in the state of Florida. They're adding two as we speak in the state of Florida, so there's going to be like 51 coming up here shortly. Also, you can go to any Books a Million, and you can get the book there. And if you go to holistichealthmagazine.com and you click on directory, you can find different spots where you can pick it up. Anything highlighted in red is where you can pick up a magazine. Now, what we have today in store for us, of course, we had Ask Christy yesterday. It was a beautiful show. She had a lot of response. She had a lot of call-ins, people that were calling in and asking information and questions in regards to love addiction and relationship issues. And today, on tap for you, so to speak, is Pat Corona, and he is with Fitness America. Okay. And he is going to be speaking with one of his guests here coming up in about 5 minutes. And what we're going to do right now is go to a couple of different things that are on the chopping block. First of all, tomorrow what we have is addiction, all about recovery, 9 to 11. If you are a person that suffers with addiction or you're a person that has an addiction issue, what we're going to ask you to do, of course, is to listen into the show. We're going to have some special guests on that are going to talk about recovery-based treatment programs and how you can get help if you need help. If you're a family member, good show to tune into. We're going to have some family issues and how to deal with an addict or an alcoholic or somebody that might have a gambling issue or somebody that might have some type of eating disorder or whatever it may be. The bottom line is what we're here to be able to accomplish with Holistic Health Magazine Radio Show is to show people that there is alternative approaches to getting help, and it doesn't matter what area. It's achieving mind, body, and spirit balance, and that's what we're all about. I myself am not a professional. Don't claim to be a professional. Eat too many hot dogs. Drink way too much coffee. But you know something? It was a lot better than living under the bridge and shooting dope where I came from. So all I can tell you is that life a day at a time has gotten better for me, and different things have changed for me because I started to have an open mind and started to look at things a little bit differently than I looked at them before. And that's how change happens. So what we're going to do is we're going to, of course, get ready to have Pat on the air. And it's going to be a good show. If you want to call into the show, you can call 888-565-1470. It's 888-565-1470. If you want to get interactive on the website, you can go to info@holistichealthmagazine.com and ask any questions there. You can also click on Ask the Experts, and Pat's there. Beautiful little picture of him. And, you know, we're using it for publicity, and also we're, you know, kind of like put beards on them, and we're doing all kinds of graphic design stuff with them, too. But that's coming up in the future. So in the meantime, what we'll do is we'll get ready to go to our first break, and then at that point, we'll be back with Pat. Thanks for listening. And I'll talk to you in about 40 minutes.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered.
In fact, it's just around the corner at the Ocean Sands Resort and Spa in Boca Raton. Discover one of South Florida's finest oceanfront resorts. The Ocean Sands Resort and Spa offers a unique mix of opulence and warmth. Tempt your senses with resort dining, a spa and fitness center, and sparkling oceanfront pools and a resort lounge. Plus, take advantage of group packages for fitness and wellness retreats. Paradise is here. All you have to do is make the call. Call 954-590-1024. The Ocean Sands Resort and Spa. 954-590-1024. Online at theoceansandsresortandspa.com.
To all commercial heating and air conditioning companies, stop and listen to this announcement. Healthy Indoor Air LLC is built on three founding principles. We will always deliver high quality, innovative.
No, I'm not getting anything.
Our air offers a new approach to energy conservation and healthier indoor environments with a mix of air quality monitoring devices, building performance reporting software, and a full line of top quality air purification equipment. Originally founded in 2003 as the manufacturer of the Breathe Clean Ultraviolet Total Home Air Cleaner, we have recently expanded our offerings to include other types of commercial and residential air purifiers along.
Okay, it says reconnecting now.
Program consisting of a
detoxification and cleanse products to help your body release stored toxins, helping you with weight loss and boosting your metabolism. Noble Life is compounded with vitamins and herbs to stimulate healing. It contains vital amino acid blends to help you burn fat and increase metabolism and stimulate lean muscle growth. Plus, it's pleasant to the taste and affordable. Noble Life. Call now, 1-866-759-3746. That's 1-866-759-3746. In 7 days, you can change your life with Noble Life. Go online to novolife.net. That's NOVOLIFE.net. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine Show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Holistic Health Magazine Radio. I'm your host, fitness expert Patrick Corona, founder of Get Fit America. You can find out more about me at my comprehensive website, getfitamerica.com. Today's topic is on obesity. Now, this is a topic that really hits home with me. You see, I come from an obese family, so my whole life I've seen people that I love struggle with their health. And it certainly wasn't from lack of trying. I mean, my goodness, they've tried every gimmick and gadget and popular program you can think of. I can remember, in fact, when I was about 8 years old, I snuck into my parents' bedroom, being the mischievous boy that I was, and underneath a pile of clothes was this peculiar-looking machine. Well, I unloaded all the clothes onto the floor, got on the machine, and it had a belt on it, and I put the belt around my head, turned on the machine. I nearly decapitated myself with that stupid thing. Does anybody remember the machine that came out in the 70s that was supposed to shake the fat off your body? Well, it nearly shook my head off my shoulders. You know, the truth is, if you want to improve your health, you're going to have to work really, really hard at it. And you're going to have to do this on a consistent basis. And also, this is going to have to be performed over a long period of time. You know, unfortunately, most people don't want to hear that. And in fact, the health club industry is a multi-billion dollar a year industry. But yet we as a nation are continuing to get fatter and fatter. In fact, America is currently the fattest nation in the world at 30.6%. And I found that odd when I was looking this up, and I thought, my goodness, Mexico with all that great food and Italy with all the pasta. How could it be that Americans are the fattest nation in the world? Well, about 3 years ago, I went on vacation with several family members to Sicily. And we were going there in search of our ancestry. Unfortunately, all we found was more pasta and cheese. Now, every morning we would have bread, cheese, fruit, and coffee for breakfast. For lunch, we would have chicken or fish, salad, and pasta. And for dinner, we would have more bread, more cheese, and we'd wash it down with a glass of wine. I lost 7 pounds on my trip to Sicily. I don't know if you've been there before, but it's a very mountainous country, and we were very active in walking all around, seeing all the sights. So we must have walked about 5 miles a day. But, you know, at the end of the trip, losing the weight, I realized, my goodness, you know, these Italians are eating bread and cheese every day, but there was no one there that was obese except, my family that I was with. And, you know, it's no mystery that in order to lose body fat, you have to burn more calories out than you're taking in. Well, we as Americans are consuming way too much food. In fact, Americans consume nearly 4,000 calories per day per person. Now, this has continued to add to our rising health care costs. Currently, obesity causes many medical conditions, including heart disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, cancer, low back pain, sleep apnea, and a host of others. Today on my show, I have Dr. Adam Friedman. Now, Dr. Friedman is an eating disorder specialist. He was in the critically acclaimed documentary Thin. That was on HBO. It was up for a Sundance Film Festival Award. Also, Dr. Friedman is the co-author of 2 eating disorder books. Today, he'll be enlightening us on a lot of the psychological components behind why people are obese. Welcome to the show, Dr. Friedman.
Good afternoon, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Let me ask you a question, Dr. Friedman. In all of your years in working with the obese population, what would you say was one of the main reasons for their obesity?
Well, you know, I think when you're dealing with an eating disorder, which is really what obesity is, I mean, they call it compulsive overeating now, but, you know, the fact is it's using food to the point where it becomes interfering with your day-to-day functioning, which is really what a disorder is. Whether it's anorexia or bulimia or compulsive overeating, obesity, you know, you're talking about the type of life where you're so caught up in what am I going to eat, when am I going to eat, how am I going to eat, where's the next place to eat, where's the last place I ate, and what am I going to eat tomorrow, that it takes away from your day-to-day activities, especially obesity, because physically you get to the point where you can't do the things that you love to do and that you once were able to do. So when dealing with the underpinnings, really the whole idea is that, you know, I tend to liken it to steam in a pipe. You have a pipe, you have steam in it, and eventually, if there's enough steam in it, you're going to have a crack in the pipe. And the crack in the pipe is what we would call a symptom. And obesity is one symptom. Another crack in the pipe could be anorexia, or it could be drinking or drugs. But the fact of the matter is, until you get to the steam, you're really not going to affect change, which is why I believe, in psychotherapy. I think it takes a while because it's not easy to get to that steam. It's unconscious. It's below conscious level, and people don't realize why they keep tripping over the same ground again and again, which for obesity is going back to the same food and the same behaviors.
Now, why do you think people lean towards being obese as opposed to drug abuse? Have you noticed a difference maybe in their childhood that would drive them towards one thing versus another?
Well, you know, I think childhood plants a seed. I think that for many families, and I'm sure anyone out there will contest that there's a family they know where if the kid does something good, they give him ice cream. If he scrapes his
right.
knee, they give him candy.
Right.
If the team wins the big game, they go out for pizza. So, you know, right off the bat, they start to get sensitized on an unconscious level that when I do something good, when I do something bad, I celebrate or I soothe myself with food. And that, it's like throwing a pebble in a pond. It carries over through the whole lifespan.
How much of the blame do you think for our eating habits can be put on our parents?
Well, again, I think it depends on their lifestyle and how much effort they put into educating the child on what is reasonable and unreasonable to do as far as food. You know, it goes back to what I was just saying, where if you use it as something to celebrate or soothe,
right.
if you use food for purposes that food is not used for, you're going to, you know, there's a great chance you're going to create something that is going to be long-lasting and can turn into an eating disorder.
Well, my own experience in working with obese children, oftentimes I'll sit down with parents and I'll explain, well, you know, little Jimmy, he really likes Burger King and he has it every day and I just can't seem to, you know, get him to stop eating it. And then I say, well, Jimmy's 10, so how's he getting there? And let me ask you this, if little Jimmy kept saying to you, well, I'd really like some Jack Daniels, Mom, would you take me to the liquor store? Would you take him? Of course not. It's a ridiculous question. In fact, sometimes people are offended when I ask them that. But guess what? If you're taking your child who's 50 pounds overweight to Burger King, I'm offended.
So you're saying it was wrong when my mother gave me Jack Daniels?
Yes, I'm saying it's wrong.
All right.
Let me ask you, Dr. Friedman, oftentimes the motivation is a factor for the obese population, and they just have a hard time getting started. So what advice do you have for them to help them get over that hump and find the motivation that they need to get towards a healthier lifestyle?
Well, you know, I think when it comes to taking the first step toward getting into a recovery phase of an eating disorder, what I talk about is sober moments. I think when you're in the middle of binging on food, you can't stop. You're not going to stop, and it's unrealistic to think that someone's going to be able to have a rational thought in that moment. But it's when you're away from that, when you have a moment where you're thinking about what you've done and what you can do to prevent it. If you know that when you come home from work from 5 to 6 o'clock, that's the time where you really start to eat a compulsive amount of food, then you have to do something in your sober moment to prevent it. Invite someone over at that
right.
time. Make plans for that mm-hmm. time. And I think that's what you have to do. You have to put the roadblocks in the way of the pattern of behavior that you want to get rid of when you are at that sober moment, when you're thinking clearly.
Most recently, I started working with a gentleman who admitted that he is a compulsive eater as well. He eats maybe, you know, 8 Big Macs and he'll eat a whole pizza. And I've never heard of anyone eating this much food. But my question to you is, what suggestions do you have for me as I try to work with him? What can I do to help him overcome this binge eating?
Well, you know, I think you have to talk to him about it in terms of it being larger than just about food, and that perhaps they can come in and talk to some professional. It's really the basis of my practice. I own the Friedman Psychology Group, and what we do there is deal specifically with eating disorders and long-term psychotherapy, because you can change behavior for a small amount of time. But again, like I said, with that steam in a pipe, unless you get to some of the root causes, it is only going to manifest in some other way. You may eat a little less, but you'll take up smoking. So, you know,
right.
you're going one step forward and two step back. You know, anyone out there can give a call to the Friedman Psychology Group at 561-392-3221 and set up an appointment and take that first step towards changing your life.
Excellent. You know, some tips that I have for people just starting out as far as the physical part of it. If you're obese and you're just beginning to exercise, please do me a favor and don't try what you see on The Biggest Loser. That show has the obese population exercising at a rate that is well beyond where they should be. Now, I understand you have to apply the overload principle when you're trying to lose weight and you have to push yourself. However, if you just start exercising and you go from 300 or 400 pounds to exercising 6 to 8 hours a day, you take a huge risk in injuring yourself. Now, what people don't realize, maybe they do, but just outside the cameras on that show are trained professionals ready to administer CPR if anybody drops. In fact, I've heard that there was a gentleman that competed on the show and spent a month in the hospital afterwards.
Wow.
Because of what happened to his body. You know, it takes 2 to 4 weeks for our bodies to adjust to the new stresses that we're placing on it. That's why if we start off working out 6 to 8 hours a day, more than likely you're going to end up with a shin splints, problems with your knees, problems with your back, and the least case scenario is you're going to drop the weight that you need to lose and develop new habits. Let me ask you, Dr. Friedman, have you seen people in your experience that when they come into your office and they have the eating disorder of obesity and they do begin a program, how many of these people have you seen actually be successful?
Well, you know, I think a majority of them are successful if they stick with it and they have the right mindset. And again, like you said, when you start off in such a grand fashion, you're almost setting yourself up for failure. It's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
When you say that you're going to go from nothing to everything. And I think that really is a big component of eating disorders. People that have eating disorders tend to have very black and white, all or nothing thinking. So it's not unusual for them to say, okay, I've been eating 6,000 calories a day. Well, starting tomorrow, I'll do 1,000.
Right.
And I haven't been exercising, but I'm going to run a marathon in 6 months. And I think when you do that, you're creating a feeling of helplessness that is only going to stop you from doing it when you start to fail. You know, I think hope is really an incredibly powerful tool and motivator. And when you put yourself in a position where you're constantly losing hope, then it's very hard to you know, put yourself in the position to recover.
Well, I think setting realistic goals is important as well, because oftentimes we look in the magazines or to the television for our motivation, and we look at a model or an actor, and you know, what we need to realize about those people is, you know, they get paid a tremendous amount of money to look that way. They have a lot of time to invest in their exercise program. They have a lot of money and resources to invest. And if you don't have that same luxury, then setting a realistic goal is going to be a more effective approach in helping you stick with it. Because I've seen many times people set unrealistic goals and they get frustrated that they can't achieve that. How many times, Dr. Friedman, have you seen people set unrealistic goals? Is that something that you've run into as well in your practice?
Well, like I was saying, you know, it's a part of an overall personality structure of black and white thinking. Either this food is good food or it's bad food. Either I had a good day eating or I had a terrible day eating. And if I start to have a terrible day eating in the morning, then I might as well just keep going and going and going throughout the day, and that carries over into the next day and the next day. So I think the more that we can get people away from black and white thinking, the better we are able to help them start to see that there's a lot of gray area that most people live in when they're eating, you know, on a normal day-to-day basis.
Excellent. And how would you compare the people that you talk to that have obesity and compulsive overeating, how would you compare that to the ones that have anorexia and bulimia?
Well, you know, I think that there are so many similarities in all the eating disorders. One of them, like I said before, was the black and white thinking, and it's also just this obsession with food that takes them away from their day-to-day activities and hurts their day-to-day living. You know, even with anorexics, you'd be surprised. I have anorexics that watch the Food Network for 4 or 5 hours in a row because it's not that they don't want food, it's just that they are obsessed with food. And the same thing with compulsive overeaters. So it is very similar in some ways. Now, the problem is, I think people have more empathy towards anorexics or even bulimics than they do towards realizing and recognizing that compulsive overeating and obesity is an eating disorder. When you see somebody that's 5'3" and weighs 69 pounds,
right,
it's very visceral, the response that you have to that person. But when you see somebody that's overweight, I think people tend to be of the opinion that they've done this to themselves, that they've made their own bed, and they just don't recognize that this is as much of an eating disorder as anorexia.
Absolutely. Some other tips I like to offer to the people out there that are struggling with obesity is just by eliminating oftentimes the sodas and the colas and fruit juices that we're drinking and replacing that with water, just plain water. You'd be amazed at how many calories that can cut from your current food intake. Making sure that you're drinking at least half your body weight in fluid ounces of water is recommended. And I can tell you from my own experience that as I've helped people get off of a lot of the drinks that they're drinking, you can take in 1,500 calories a day in just drinking Coca-Cola. And oftentimes, just by eliminating that, you can already start to experience more energy and some weight loss. I know that for the obese population, it's hard to go from eating 5,000 calories a day to 1,000. But if you cut back by at least 300 a day and incorporate some exercise, then you can right away start to see results with your program. Dr. Friedman.
Yes, Patrick.
What would you recommend that the listeners out there do if they're struggling with obesity? What are some of the tips that you have for them?
Well, I think all eating disorders thrive on secrecy. They grow on secrecy. And the more people that you can talk to and tell that, hey, I have a problem, this is getting to me, it's hurting my lifestyle, the more people that you can be open and honest with, it's almost like shining a flashlight in a dark room. It just gives you a chance to have people help you and people care about you and at least be able to understand what you're going through. And I think that, and also getting help, talking to professionals,
right,
getting out there and making sure that you're looking at the underlying causes.
Well, I myself have struggled with weight loss my whole life. As I mentioned earlier, I come from an obese family. And, there are three different times in your life when your body is producing fat cells. One is when you're in the third trimester of birth. Then one is when you're about 1 or 2 years old, and the other preteen. And I know for myself, I know my diet consisted of mostly of cheese during those times in my life. So as for myself, I have a lot of fat cells. It's really hard for me to keep my weight down. So it's something I can empathize with the listeners that are struggling with this. But I can tell you that, from seeing my family and how they've struggled, and my sister had her gallbladder removed in her early 20s, my father had a heart attack in his early 40s, and my mother struggles with many obesity-related diseases as well. The benefits of just getting on a regular exercise program, on eating healthier foods, really is very beneficial. Now we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Holistic Health Magazine Radio.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose. Then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
You are on a journey to wellness, but you can't sacrifice your standard of living. Consider Seaside Palm Beach, a luxury wellness retreat located in South Florida. integrating the philosophies of both Eastern and Western medicine in an oceanside residential setting. Seaside Palm Beach is an ideal destination to heal, transform, and recover. Maintain your confidentiality and your professional life and experience luxury wellness rehabilitation at Seaside Palm Beach. Call toll-free 888-997-3274. That's 888-997-3274. Or go online to seasidepalmbeach.com.
Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. The Palm Beach Holistic Center's team of experienced practitioners offers a wide range of techniques to heal your mind, body, and spirit. Dr. Bruce Berman, a board-certified physician, specializes in relieving menopause, depression, anxiety, and mood swings through the use of bioidentical hormone treatments for both men and women. Dr. Berman uses intravenous vitamin therapy and intravenous chelation for heavy metal detoxification. The Palm Beach Holistic Center also provides acupuncture, cranial sacral therapy, lymphatic drainage treatments, and deep tissue massage. They have a certified success coach, yoga therapist, and licensed psychotherapist on staff to support your emotional and spiritual needs. The Nutrition Center carries top-of-the-line professional and therapeutic-grade vitamins, supplements, and herbs that are below retail prices, plus professional lines that are potent, easily digestible, and highly absorbable. Take an additional 20% off already discounted prices through March. Come today for your free holistic MD-supervised personal supplement program. Visit online at palmbeachholistic.com. Palm Beach Holistic and Nutrition Center, located 3 miles east of I-95 on the north side of Indiantown Road in the Jupiter Professional Building. The Palm Beach Holistic Center in Jupiter, where hope and healing happens.
You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Nice music.
Welcome back. You're listening to Holistic Health Magazine Radio. I'm your host, fitness expert Patrick Corona, founder of Get Fit America. Also with me today in the studio is eating disorder specialist Dr. Adam Friedman of the Friedman Group. Dr. Friedman was one of the lead doctors in the documentary Thin that focused on anorexia and bulimia. Today, our main focus is on obesity. If you're interested in calling in and speaking with a doctor, the toll-free number is 1-888-565-1470. Now, for those of you just tuning in, this is a topic that really hits home with me with the obesity. I come from an obese family, so I've seen firsthand how damaging this can do. And as we continue to buy into one quick fix after another, we as a nation are currently the fattest nation in the world at just over 30%, when other countries like Japan come in at 3.2 and Italy at 8.5. It doesn't make sense to a lot of us because, gosh, don't they eat a lot of rice and pasta? When in fact, that's not even the issue with them. That's not even a problem for them because they're burning so many calories and they're more active, and also they're avoiding a lot of the processed foods that we eat as Americans. And also at the end of the day, even though they may have eaten bread and cheese and pasta and rice, they've not consumed nearly as many calories as Americans, just weighing in at like 4,000 calories per day per person. Dr. Friedman, how are you today?
Fine, Patrick. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Would you tell the callers how they can contact you if they're interested in working with your group?
Sure. I'm at the Friedman Psychology Group, and the Number is 561-392-3221. I am located in Boca Raton on the corner of Glades and 95. So if anyone out there needs help, please don't hesitate to call.
Now, you have two books on anorexia and bulimia as well. If you wouldn't mind, go into that a little bit as to why you've seen people fall down that path.
Well, you know, not everyone's going to be the same, and any theory is only going to cover a certain aspect of the population, but there are some things that I've noticed in my time working with anorexia that seems to kind of flow through, and a lot of it has to do with the type of parenting that creates the eating disorder. And when I say that, it usually starts with a narcissistic parent, meaning, you know, people say narcissism and you think, you know, people that like to look in the mirror or love
right.
themselves, but it's really much more than that. It's people that take their own needs and desires and place them on everyone else. It's the type of parent that says, Johnny loves baseball when the kid's crying to go out into the field.
Right.
Or that, you know, Susie wants a hug and they pick her up while she's squirming and dying to get away.
Right.
So it's that type of parent. And what happens is the child starts to realize that unless he or she pretends to have the same likes and interests and concerns as this narcissistic parent, they're not going to get love. And that's really too much for a little kid to bear. So they start to create what we would call a false self. And a false self is this part of you that just pretends to love certain things. Now what happens, after a while, this builds up a lot of rage and anger towards this parent. But obviously, you know, when you're a little kid, there's not much you can do about that. So you hold these feelings in check, and then comes puberty. And with puberty comes hormonal changes, and pretty soon it's very, very hard to contain this rage. But the kid knows they can't face this huge, narcissistic, angry, you know, all-encompassing parent head-on. So the way they attack this parent is through the body. And that's how anorexia, bulimia, overeating can start in some of these people, is their way of, for the first time, and this is what I say to families when I talk to them about this, for the first time, the kid is making mom and dad feel the anger, the helplessness, the sadness, the disbelief, the hurt, the pain that this kid's probably been feeling for quite some time. So a big part of the way I treat eating disorders, especially if it's a child that's still at home, is working with the family, because I will get the kid 2 or 3 hours
right.
a week,
sure.
and
sure.
the rest of the
sure.
time, he's got to go home or she's got to go home to this family. So if you don't really change that, it's going to be a very uphill climb.
And I've found the same to be true in working with, even with adults, you know, you have to have the support of the people in their house. Because if they go home and they're trying to eat, you know, healthier foods, but their spouse or the kids are encouraging them to eat, you know, have a piece of cake or let's have some ice cream, it's okay, then I've seen these people, even as hard as they may try, because it's so difficult with all of the outside influences that we can have, it's difficult for them to overcome these eating habits if everyone in the house is not on the program as well.
And Patrick, you know, I've been a big fan of your career for a while, and I'm wondering, how do you work with the overweight, obese client that comes in
right,
and,
right.
and clearly isn't going to be able to do everything that they see in the gym?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I do, Dr. Friedman, is I make sure they have medical clearance. You know, 30% of people have high blood pressure, of which only half even realize it. I can't tell you how many times I've sat down with people, tested their blood pressure, and realized that they shouldn't even be exercising until they get medical clearance from their doctor. So that's the first thing that I do with the obese population. Then what I try to do is just slowly help them change their eating habits. As I mentioned earlier, if they go from 5,000 calories a day to 1,000, certainly they'll experience weight loss, but more often than not, what happens is the changes that they make are short-lived. That's why over 30% of Americans are obese, and why about 65 Americans are overweight, is oftentimes we try to cram ourselves into a program that just isn't right for us. So what I have them do instead is just cut back on the sodas and drink more water. Eliminate all fried foods and processed foods from what they're eating, and take in more fruits and vegetables and lean proteins. And as far as exercise, if they can just begin by walking 20 to 30 minutes a day at a low intensity, 40 to 60% of their heart rate max, and I found that to be an effective starting point for people. And many of the obese people that I've worked with, I've had the opportunity not only to get the weight off of them, but also help them to develop new habits so they can keep the weight off. And that's what I found, and I wonder if you agree, that in order for these people to experience long-term success, they have to develop what they're doing into a habit.
Well, absolutely. And I think one thing that I think sets you apart from other trainers is the fact that you take these people on a very individual basis, and that's something I really admire, that it's not a cookie-cutter approach
right.
to fitness, that each person has their own needs, desires, and I think the same thing in therapy. You know, you can't be the same way for every patient. Some people are going to need more, and some people are going to need less, but the thing is to treat each person as an individual so that they can feel like this isn't just another person coming into an office.
Absolutely. Well, with my Get Fit America program, that's exactly what I do, is make sure that every program is specific to each person. And, you know, if you've turned on the TV any time at night, you'll see one infomercial after another promising all these amazing results with little to no effort.
Yeah.
And my personal favorite is six-pack abs, just 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if you're 12. But I'm not getting six-pack abs in 5 minutes a day, and neither are you. So, you know, what I found is that by getting them started slowly, by giving them encouragement constantly and making sure they're getting the right foods in their body and slowly helping them make the changes, what happens is people then will say to me, can I add another day, or should I maybe eliminate this as well? And you get them involved with making the change. Because, again, if it's me saying you can't have this, you must have that, you know, they may do it for a while, but if they're not the ones, you know, showing some initiative in making those changes, then their success will be short-lived.
Yeah, I think another point you make with the six-pack abs, infomercials, things like that, is the fact that it's very important to have realistic goals. And I believe in defining terms very, very carefully
right.
up front, because I tell my patients, if your goals have ER at the end of them, you're kind of screwed.
Right.
I mean, you know, bigger, faster, stronger, thinner,
right.
because you never get there. It's always ahead of you, dangling in front of you, and it becomes all-encompassing. So I think the first thing off the bat is to define your goals very,
right.
very clearly and make sure they're realistic.
Well, one of the things that I found to be successful, Dr. Friedman, is setting goals like, hey, let's lower your blood pressure. Let's get the cholesterol down. Let's get your body fat in a range that's healthy, that's not setting yourself up for all these various diseases that go along with obesity. And what I found is when we change the inside of the body, the outside follows.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes if the goal is shallow, like I just want to look better, then it's too easy for their spouse or their friend to say, oh, you look great, don't go to the gym today, and then, oh, okay, I won't, I look great.
Right.
But I think if we set a deeper goal, one of, you know, let me change my health, and then by changing my health, the outside will look good as well. I found that to be the most effective approach when working with the obese population.
Well, and also, you bring up a good point. You know, I tell my patients that when you have an eating disorder, you're rolling dice. I mean, some people have a better constitution than others. But eventually, everyone comes to a breaking point. I've had a patient that was a 16-year-old girl that was already through 3 heart attacks.
Oh, my goodness.
Your body can take so much until it can't, and no one can tell you if you're close to that point or not. I mean, it's just a matter of time. And the sad thing is, once you do something like that, you can't unring that bell. Your body is going to have to suffer through it, and in some cases, you're never the same.
Well, childhood obesity, also, you know, it's been on the rise now. It's something that we really have to get under control. Currently, kids between the age of 2 and 5, there's about 12% of them are obese. Kids between the age of 6 and 11, 17% of those are obese. And then teenagers between 12 and 19, 17.6% now are obese. What are we going to do, Dr. Friedman, to help these younger kids realize that, you know, they've got to change their habits, they've got to get off the fast foods? You know, with the rate that it's going, our healthcare system is already in shambles. And if we don't do something about this immediately, we're in for a rude awakening down the road. What would you recommend for that?
Well, you know, I think healthcare in general helps you once you have the problem. I think really what we're talking about is cutting it off at the source, and I think that has to do with school programs and parent programs that deal with food, how to talk about food, how to incorporate it into the child's life so that it doesn't become more than it should be, and for kids to start to be able to make their own healthy choices. But they can't do it unless there's a change in the school system and with
right.
parents.
And with the parents as well. I agree with that as well. Now, okay, we're going to go to break now. You're listening to Holistic Health Magazine Radio.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
There are many faces of addiction.
I was hopeless. I was insane.
I was killing myself.
I just couldn't stop.
Thank you, National Recovery Foundation. You saved our lives.
National Recovery Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 company dedicated to helping individuals lost in addiction to recover and rebuild their lives. Who do you know that we can help? Visit our website at nationalrecoveryfoundation.org or call 305-316-4163.
Holistic Health Magazine is South Florida's premier publication for all of the cutting-edge news and events in alternative health, featuring timely articles on every topic you can imagine, from holistic parenting and pet care to retreat, addiction recovery, and who's who in the industry. With a growing circulation currently over 45,000 readers, Holistic Health Magazine is available at over 1,000 outlets all over South Florida, like gyms, yoga centers, salons and wellness centers, doctor's offices, hospitals, and major bookstores. Not to mention national affiliations with MSN Shopping and Magazines.com. We are directly connected to all of the fun-filled festivals and events around South Florida, so our advertisers stay connected to the masses, in print, online, and on the air. Holistic Health Magazine can help you market your products and services to a hungry audience. To advertise, get a media kit, or for more information, call toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to holistichealthmagazine.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Holistic Health Magazine Radio. I'm your host, fitness expert Patrick Corona, founder of Get Fit America. You can find out more about me at my comprehensive website, getfitamerica.com. Today we're talking about eating disorders, and I have with me as my guest Dr. Adam Friedman of the Friedman Psychology Group. How are you today, Dr. Friedman?
I'm great, Patrick. How are you?
Excellent. Doing well. Thank you. Now, I have a question, actually. We were talking about obesity earlier, but I have a question. I worked with a lady a few years back that told me she was anorexic, and she had this scale that she had for probably since she was a teenager, and it was old and rusted, and I pleaded with her, please stop, weighing yourself every day, and every time I would talk to her and when I would train her, she was obsessed with how much she weighed, and finally I convinced her to let me come over and just take the scale. She wasn't able to physically throw it out, but she said, finally she said, okay, come over and get it. So I went to her house, and I got this old rusty scale, and I put it in my car and drove away, and I thought, oh, this is fantastic. And I actually trained her sister as well at that time, and the next day I saw her sister, and we were working together, and I said, oh, you won't believe this. You know, your sister finally threw away her scale. And she said, what are you talking about? She just went and got a brand new one. That thing was old. Where did I go wrong in thinking that I could help this person with their eating disorder? What should I have done differently, Dr. Friedman?
That's sad, Patrick. That is sad. Well, I think, you know, being able, like we said before, to shed some light on things. I mean, unfortunately, she was lying. And I think, you know, it's very difficult to work with eating disorder patients. And one main reason is they're one of the few populations of patients that will lie to you consciously.
Right.
You know, and I think alcohol and drugs are like that as well, where you say, did you drink last week? And the guy says, no, I didn't drink last week, but he did. Or did you purge last night? No. So, I mean, I think it's so hard to get to the unconscious level as it is. And then when someone's throwing you off the track consciously, your work can be doubled and tripled. But, you know, when you're talking about the scale, I mean, I've had patients that literally will go on the scale 50, 60 times a day. It becomes an absolute obsession. They will change clothes 20, 30 times before they leave the house in the morning. I mean, every little thing counts so much because the eating disorder is just pressing and pressing on them. And it's terrible, but I think once you're able to tell people about it and shine some light and take away the secrets, they can help you. I mean, I've had families that once they learned about how bad the eating disorder was, they were able to take laxative bottles out of the house. They were able to take, you know, foods that were easily purgeable. I mean, it's amazing the way people that purge think. They will eat different types of foods. They'll eat softer foods because it's easier to purge. I've had anorexics that will eat different color foods, starting with green leafy vegetables and then yellow bananas, because when they're purging and they get to the first color they ate, they know that they've gotten rid of everything in their body.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing.
It's really an intense, sick feeling to have to go through that on a day-to-day basis.
What percentage of Americans suffer from anorexia and bulimia, I'm curious?
Well, anorexia, first of all, is the most deadly psychiatric disease there is out of everything. Even people might say schizophrenics would be more likely, or depressives, to commit suicide or hurt themselves. But more people die percentage-wise of anorexia than any other illness out there. And it's at about 3% of the population. So it's getting bigger. And more so now, it is becoming more common for me to have men and boys come into the practice, where I think that was a dirty secret for quite a few years now, that there are male anorexics and there are male bulimics. But, you know, as we start to get more aware of how deadly these diseases are, I think we're getting more and more help for the males in the population.
And where can people contact you, Dr. Friedman, if they're interested in getting help with their eating disorders?
Okay. They can call me at 561-392-3221. That is the Friedman Psychology Group, and I will make sure that you are well taken care of.
And what percentage of people that you work with have eating disorders? I know you work with other conditions as well, but what percentage would you say have eating disorders?
I'd say I'm at about 50-50. About 50% eating disorders, and then the other 50% long-term psychotherapy, personality disorders, depression, anxiety. I mean, just everything that makes life harder to live.
Now, you got your start at the Renford Institute. Tell me about your experience there. I know they're rated as, I guess, the number one
eating disorder
facility in the country. Tell me about your experiences there,
okay.
Dr. Friedman.
It is the Renfrew Center. It is in South Florida, also has a big facility in Philadelphia and many outpatient facilities throughout the United States. I was there for about 5 years, and basically people come from all over the country and all over the world to get help with eating disorders, and it's really a wonderful place as well if someone needs to go inpatient for them to go.
Excellent. And if anybody is interested in working with me, you can reach me at 954-806-7000. 7815 or go to my website, getfitamerica.com. And just to wrap up real quick, for people that are struggling with obesity, just some quick tips in case you just tuned in. Make sure you get medical clearance before you begin. Also, cut your caloric intake by at least 300 to 500 calories a day just by eliminating the fried foods and the processed foods and drinking more water. Eliminate all the colas and replace that with water. Begin an exercise program 3 to 5 times a week, on average 30 minutes. And make sure that you're also incorporating resistance training with that.
Make sure to look at Patrick's new website at getfitamerica.com.
Absolutely. And my name is John Hollis, and I am with Holistic Health Magazine. This is the Holistic Health Magazine radio show. Our guest today and every Saturday from a little bit after 4 until the 5 o'clock hour is Patrick Corona from Get Fit America. And, of course, Patrick is also in the magazine every month and writes in the magazine, and you're always welcome to, of course, check out his article there, and his information, his contact information is there also. Stay tuned. We have the second half of Holistic Health Magazine coming up, and we have Dr. Phil Bates here, and he's going to be discussing some alternative approach holistically and some things that we're going to be delving into are some really good things in regards to vitamin C and some other things. So we'll be back. And again, you're listening to the Holistic Health Magazine radio show and also sponsored by Dr. Gomberg. And we'll be back right after this message.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Health Magazine Show, brought to you by Holistic Health Magazine, South Florida's leading publication for alternative health, holistic addiction recovery, and elevating your mind, body, and spirit. If you have any questions about the broadcast or to subscribe to Holistic Health Magazine, call toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, today's show.
Welcome to today's show. It's the Holistic Health Magazine radio show, and we are streaming live on theholistichealthmagazine.com, and we're being aired on WWNN 1470 AM. We're in studio today hanging out, and it's a beautiful, beautiful Friday afternoon, and Holistic Health Magazine is a monthly periodical. This is our first debut Friday, and of course we've been airing on the Saturday afternoon show from 4 to 6. And Sunday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., all about recovery. And today, of course, we are airing for the first time on Fridays, and it will be a continuous thing on Fridays. We're looking forward to that. Can we get an applause on that one? Ooh, do we have an applause button in there somewhere? Oh, wait. Hey, there we go. I like interactive studios. That's a beautiful thing. So, hey, listen, we're here to hang out and to share a message. We at Holistic Health Magazine are not doctors. We're not people that come from backgrounds of anything other than people that want to spread a message of hope. That if you're hopeless, you can take out the less and you can have hope. And I don't care what you're dealing with, mind, body, and spirit. May you be dealing with addiction disorders. May you be dealing with health issues. Whatever it may be, there can be hope for you today. Holistic Health Magazine, this hour is sponsored by Healthy Indoor Air. Now, Healthy Indoor Air is a gentleman named Mark Valenciano. He can be reached at 866-332-7247. And Healthy Indoor Air is going to help you to find an effective air cleaner. Because, again, you know, we could be hanging out. We can have all of the right things in our body. We can be doing all the right working out, all the right vitamins. But how about that air that we're breathing? If we're not breathing the right air, and guess what? We're toxic. So call Mark, 866-332-7247. He is the sponsor of this hour. And Holistic Health Magazine is, of course, being distributed at Books A Million. Any Books A Million in 18 states and 183 locations. You can go to holistichealthmagazine.com. You can click on directory and find exactly where that's at. The other thing that you can do is go to any vitamin shop in the state of Florida. Any vitamin shop. Walk in the door, ask for Holistic Health Magazine, and they will get you one. The other thing that is very apparent with Holistic Health Magazine is that we do have a particular area that we drop off at, and you can go to holistichealthmagazine.com. Again, that's a directory. Click on Florida or any of the states that are live linked, and you can find out exactly where it's being distributed. We are also online with a lot of different things. We have a questionnaire online. It's called Ask the Experts. And what we're going to be doing is having an interactive radio show with people that are professional people that are on our website, and they will be on the radio shows starting next week on Friday. Our guest today is Christy Summers, and starting next Friday, Christy's going to be doing this show on her own. And I'm going to be stepping out, baby. I'm going to be stepping out, and Christy's going to take over, and it's going to be all about relationship addiction. So if you find yourself in a situation where you have issues with, may you be male or female, with addiction to relationships, Christy is going to be able to answer those questions. And you can go to holistichealthmagazine.com and click on Ask the Experts prior to the show and put in any information that you would like Christy to answer. You ask the question, and Christy has the answer. Now, again, Holistic Health Magazine is the of course, magazine that deals with content that is evidence-based. Now, when we talk about evidence-based, I want to make it clear that we have some kind of evidence behind what we're talking about. And it's coming from some kind of a person that has an understanding and a doctorate of some type that can back it up. We banish the fear and learn the facts about swine flu. That's on the cover of Holistic Health Magazine this month. Now, if you want to banish the fear and you want to make sure that you know what you're doing with the swine flu pandemic, whatever it is. And then we also have hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And the article is written from a gentleman named Julian Whitaker from the Whitaker Wellness Institute out in California. He is in the magazine this month. This is, of course, the June issue that's out in the streets right now. You can go pick it up. Again, Books A Million, vitamin shops, and any location on the website. Next month, we have some good things that are taking place. We have Elizabeth Hasselbeck. She is from The View. She is on the cover of the July issue. The issue is at print as we speak. And she's going to be talking about the G-free diet. She actually wrote a book, and she's going to be talking about that. We also have Seaside Palm Beach. It provides holistic-based recovery for addicts and alcoholics. It's a great place, great information there. Just to give you a little bit more information in regards to Holistic Health Magazine, we are also Turnpage Technology. Real important, you go to our website. If you can't find the magazine because you're not near a Books A Million or a vitamin shop or one of the other locations that are on the directory, what you can do is go to our website and you can click on Turnpage Technology and you can read the physical magazine that you would hold in your hand online in Turnpage Technology. But it's a great way to continue having the message if you happen to be in a state that we don't deliver in. I also want to take this time to say hello to the folks that are listening in Texas, to the folks that are listening up in Minnesota, to the folks that are listening out in California, and all the rest of the places in the United States that do listen to our show. They were excited, as I was, that we were actually moving to a Friday afternoon, and the Saturday show from 4 to 6 they listen to all the time, and of course, they also listen about recovery, addiction recovery, on Sunday nights. So that's a little bit about the magazine. I wanted people to be aware of who we are and what we do. The thing that's going to be taking place, so you understand, tonight in special events, this is really important. If you're listening right now and you have anything or you know anything about autism, it's something that affects a whole lot of children. And tonight, Autism Awareness, it's at Ocean Manor Resort.
This is Doug Flutie Jr. He used to play for the New England Patriots and the San Diego Chargers and the Buffalo Bills. Well, you know, one thing's for sure, Doug has, for the last 10 years, proudly served the autism community. And he's having an event tonight from 7:30 to 10:30, and you can go there right at the door and pay $75 to sit down and have a meal. Starts at 7:30, and the money is donated to autism. At the same time, at 10:30, if you decide that you're not going to make the dinner from 10:30 until about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, they're having an additional party. It's $20 at the door. So if you're a little bit busy and you want to show up at 10:30, they're starting a rock and roll event upstairs in the penthouse. And you can hang out in the penthouse with Doug Flutie and all the rest of the ball players that are going to be there. And you can have a great time, and serve our community with autism. You know, the bottom line is that when guys like Doug Flutie take 10 years of service and put it into something, you know it must be something of his heart. So let's share that with him. Again, that's Ocean Manor Resort. The phone number is 954-566-7500. The location is 4040 Gulf Ocean Drive, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And, of course, we look forward to seeing you there. We will be there. Also, Holistic Health Magazine will be auctioning off, while we're there, a 1980 MG. It's a 1980 MG coupe. I think you might want to check it out. And also, we've got a bunch of artwork that we're auctioning off there, and all of the proceeds will be going to autism. So we'll look forward to seeing you there again, 4040 Galt Ocean Drive, Fort Lauderdale. Now, what we're going to do is go to our first break. When we come back, we're going to have Christy Summers, who's going to rock and roll us into relationship addictions. We'll be back right after this message.
A message about effective air cleaning from Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Did you know that more than 50% of all households have at least one family member who struggles with some type of breathing problem? Most of these problems can be improved by simply improving the quality of the air being breathed. Did you also know that you fill your lungs more than 20,000 times a day? So the cleanliness of the air you breathe is vital. Now, what makes an effective air cleaner? Well, that depends on the pollutants. Once you've narrowed down the pollutants, you can decide which healthy indoor air machine will work best for you. You could be having problems with dust, dander, pollen, spores, even molds, viruses, or bacteria. The best idea is to call Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Call Mark today to find out what's best for your home. You can call toll-free at 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to healthyindoorairllc.com. And remember, a truly clean house is one you can breathe in. Don't waste another minute. Call Healthy Indoor Air, LLC right now. Call toll-free, 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. The call is worth every breath. The Palm Beach Holistic Center's team of experienced practitioners offers a wide range of techniques to heal your mind, body, and spirits. Dr. Bruce Berman, a board-certified physician, specializes in relieving menopause, depression, anxiety, and mood swings through the use of bioidentical hormone treatments for both men and women. Dr. Berman uses intravenous vitamin therapy and intravenous chelation for heavy metal detoxification. The Palm Beach Holistic Center also provides acupuncture, cranial sacral therapy, lymphatic drainage treatments, and deep tissue massage. They have a certified success coach, yoga therapist, and licensed psychotherapist on staff to support your emotional and spiritual needs. The Nutrition Center carries top-of-the-line professional and therapeutic-grade vitamins, supplements, and herbs that are below retail prices, plus professional lines that are potent, easily digestible, and highly absorbable. Take an additional 20% off already discounted prices through March. Come today for your free holistic MD-supervised personal supplement program. Visit online at palmbeachholistic.com. Palm Beach Holistic and Nutrition Center, located 3 miles east of I-95 on the north side of Indiantown Road in the Jupiter Professional Building. The Palm Beach Holistic Center in Jupiter, where hope and healing happens. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine Show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's John Hollis with Holistic Health Magazine, and this is the Holistic Health Magazine radio show. You can listen to us on www.holistichealthmagazine.com, and you can also listen to us on, of course, 1470 AM, where you're listening right now if you're listening on the radio. And we are, of course, getting ready to interview and speak with the radio show host that's going to be taking over next week, and we're going to talk to Ask Christy. Christy Summers has been dealing with psychotherapy in a private practice for 20 years, over 20 years in Miami, Florida, and she's close to 30 years, I think, and the bottom line is that she's been helping people that have addiction to, of course, any type of relationship. And she deals with people, marriage issues. She deals with a lot of different issues when it comes to relationships. And Christy is writing now in our magazine, too. She will be in the July issue, featured with her own corner. It's called Ask Christy. And, of course, you're going to have her to yourselves every Friday from 2 to 3. And Christy's here with us. How you doing today, Christy?
I'm doing great, John. Good to be here.
All right, very good. And what we're going to do, Christy, is I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
First of all, I think it's important for our listeners to know, how long have you been dealing with crisis issues like this? But most importantly, what brought you to a point where you wanted to deal with crisis issues like this? Was it something in your own life? What was going on?
Wow, John, that's a loaded question. And yes, absolutely, it started in my own life. I grew up with an alcoholic father, and then I, too, at the age of 15, became an alcoholic and an addict. And I got sober when I was 20 years old and decided, like most of us in recovery do, that I was going to go be a counselor. So I went to work in a treatment facility, and I was working with drug addicts and alcoholics, and I got to know their families, John, and I got to see that their family suffered, especially their significant others and their boyfriends and their girlfriends suffered even more so by the effects of their addiction than some of the alcoholics and the addicts that I was treating. And I began to develop this philosophy that now is the biggest part of my practice, that some people get addicted to drugs and alcohol and some people get addicted to people. And that breaking people addiction is far more difficult and far harder than it probably is, not to minimize getting off drugs and alcohol, but it's really, really difficult because unlike drugs and alcohol, which aren't attached to your heart, people are and feelings are, and it makes it so much more difficult. So as a result of that, I went into practice, and I primarily now just focus on treating people, not necessarily addicts or alcoholics or have any addiction in their families whatsoever, but just people that are suffering from relationships that are so unhealthy that they can't end and they can't get out of.
So let me ask you, when you have, and I'm going to ask you from the point of view of the normal person, if there is any, but the bottom line is if you are in a situation where you're in a relationship where you know it's been over for 10 years, but you just can't do anything about it. I mean, call Christy?
Get help. Absolutely get help. A lot of people try to end these relationships in many different ways. Some people, they can't end, so what do? They cheat. That's their way of ending, thinking that, You know, I call it back burner syndrome. You know, you're in an unhealthy relationship, you find another person, you think that's going to make you better. It does temporarily. You leave the relationship, and then guess what? You want to go back to your drug of choice. Your drug of choice is the relationship that lasted a long time. So most people can't end relationships like that if they're that unhealthy. Not all relationships are unhealthy. So, you know, I want to define what is the difference between an addictive, unhealthy relationship that you actually need help for versus a relationship that, you know, maybe you can end on your own without help.
Absolutely. And here's the next question. I can still be friends, and we can still be friends, honey. You know, we just, you know, we're not going to be together anymore. We're just going to be friends. Does that work?
That works if you want to spend the rest of your life with that person and tell yourself it's over. And no, absolutely, that does not work. I go through a whole thing that I'll probably be doing a whole show on, which is how to say goodbye to somebody. You know, and one of the things that is called denial is when you tell yourself at the end of the relationship, oh, we're going to just be friends. When you're saying you're going to just be friends, you're saying basically it's not over, but I want to find a way to stay in touch with you until I find somebody else. But because you stay in contact with that person, you never really end it.
How do you know if you're in an addictive relationship?
Ah, okay. Well, there's a lot of symptoms and signs, and actually my whole show is going to be on those signs and symptoms next week. But I'm going to give you a few of them right now. And, you know, the most important one, I think, is that you grow up in a dysfunctional family. I mean, obviously, if you grow up in a healthy family and you get high self-esteem, you know, and you have, you know, very good self-concept, and you go out and you meet somebody who's, you know, an addict or is crazy or who has problems or is not healthy, you're not going to be attracted to that. Okay, so the first sign is that you grow up in a family where you learn to maybe take care of somebody, a parent who has problems, or you, you know, have mental illness in your family. And the bottom line is you don't get the emotional equipment as a child that you need to grow up and have healthy intimacy skills. So you kind of cripple into adult relationships. Another sign, and this is more current, once you're in the relationship. If you're in a relationship and you feel like you're giving more than 50%, you're probably in an addictive relationship. If you're given 80 and they're given 20, you're definitely in an addictive relationship. Preoccupation. Did you ever talk to somebody, if they're in an addictive relationship, all they talk about is him or her? That's all. They're the most boring people in the world to talk to. It's all about them. So that brings me to the next one, which is you lose yourself. You know, relationships are interdependent. You know, you want to have somebody you can depend on, but you want to be independent as well. But in unhealthy relationships, you completely lose yourself. You lose, you know, and you let go of previously enjoyable activities. You know, no longer do you hang out with your friends. No longer do you go, you know, to dance. No longer do you see your family, because slowly but surely that relationship, that person, absorbs every part of your existence. Another way you know is if you know you're in an unhealthy relationship and you can't end it. That's a true sign of an addictive relationship. And another symptom, and most people don't see it, and people usually, when I tell them when they come to see me that this is their real problem, they don't believe it, but a big sign of an addictive relationship is when you feel empty when you're alone. Because that emptiness, that fear, the fear of being alone is probably determines, you know, half the people why people stay married today. You know, not because they love their partners, not because they want to be with them, but because they're afraid they're going to be alone.
So, and you bring up a point. Now, I'm sure you're not saying, listen, everybody needs to leave everybody. You're saying that there are ways to be able to work with a spouse that you've been with for 20 years or 25 years, and these things are occurring in the relationship, there are healthy ways to bring the relationship back.
Yes, I'm definitely saying that. I do counseling, but here's the deal there. If both people are unhealthy, okay, they belong together. But if one of those people goes and gets help to try to change the dynamics of the relationship, and the other person, unfortunately, is not willing to get help, then it makes it very difficult for that relationship to work out. So it's important that both people go into therapy and equally look at their stuff and their issues. And yes, absolutely, they can work it out. I do a lot of couples counseling with people that are both willing to come in and get better.
Okay. Okay. So, but on the flip side of that, again, what you're saying too is if you're in that unhealthy, dysfunctional relationship that you know is at the end, you can, there is a way to get through the withdrawal. And that's my next question to you. You know, when you're in a relationship and you've been with that person for 15 years, and to be quite frank, you know, everything's good. Maybe may it be the lust factor, may it be whatever it may be. The end result is that you find it difficult to get away from them. When you stop calling them and you're not around them, and 3 weeks into it, you feel like you're withdrawn from a bag of dope, or worse yet, you know, you're in a situation where, you know, my life is nothing without this person is what you're thinking. What do you do with that withdrawal? How long does that last? What can you do with it?
I'm going to talk about that in 1 second. I just want to mention one thing that you were saying. You know, one of the other symptoms, because you talked about lust in a relationship and you think that's love. You know, one of the stages in my addiction chart is frustration passion theory. And it's surprising because in addictive relationships, unhealthy relationships, the sex is fantastic. Okay, because there's so much frustration in the relationship because you never know if it's going to work out. You never know if he's going to call. You never know if he's going to show up or her. I'm sorry. I'm being biased here. This goes both ways. Because there's so much frustration, it creates passion. And in healthy relationships, there's not as much passion. You know, it's more like, do you want a baked potato tonight or do you want broccoli for dinner? And so people confuse that as love. It's not love. It's addiction. But, okay, so withdrawal. Withdrawal is just like withdrawing from a substance. In fact, though, it takes longer. But you go through physically the same symptoms. You're anxious. You sweat. You can't sleep. You can't think. You're obsessed. You can't function. You're depressed. One good thing, girls, you lose a lot of weight. That's the only thing positive about withdrawing from a relationship. Withdrawal is hell. Sorry, I know I'm supposed to curse on your radio station. Forgive me. Withdrawal is really, really difficult. I have gotten it down to like a science. Withdrawal takes, with no contact, total abstinence, about 30 days. If you can hang in there for 30 days, that means no texts, no calls, no meeting him, no saying you have to go get your stuff back. You go get your stuff back before you end the relationship.
So that's how I used to end relationships. I would go back for one piece at a time. Listen, I'm coming over for my shirt today. I'm going to come over for my bag tomorrow. Everything will be fine, honey.
And if you realize this, that every time you go back, you start back at day one of withdrawal. When I finally get my patience. Exactly. Absolutely. And you're going through it all over again. And so absolutely, withdrawal is hard. Now, after about 90 days, and I mean 90 days of working on yourself and on getting help and staying abstinent, you will get through it. Not only will you get through it, but you will find a healing that has allowed you to have closure so that, here's the key, so that in the next relationship, when you meet somebody new, guess what? You don't pass on all the baggage to the next relationship.
Nice. So here we have at 228 Christy, Ask Christy, Christy Summers. What we're going to do is we're going to go to our next break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Christy about some other issues in regards to relationships. And if you have any questions that you'd like to email her, you can email them to info@holistichealthmagazine.com, and she'll answer those questions next week. We'll be back right after this message.
A message about effective air cleaning from Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Did you know that more than 50% of all households have at least one family member who struggles with some type of breathing problem? Most of these problems can be improved by simply improving the quality of the air being breathed. Did you also know that you fill your lungs more than 20,000 times a day? So the cleanliness of the air you breathe is vital. Now, what makes an effective air cleaner? Well, that depends on the pollutant. Once you've narrowed down the pollutants, you can decide which healthy indoor air machine will work best for you. You could be having problems with dust, dander, pollen, spores, even molds, viruses, or bacteria. The best idea is to call Healthy Indoor Air, LLC. Call Mark today to find out what's best for your home. You can call toll-free at 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to HealthyIndoorAirLLC.com. And remember, a truly clean house is one you can breathe in. Don't waste another minute. Call Healthy Indoor Air LLC right now. Call toll-free 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to Healthy Indoor Air LLC. The call is worth every breath. Paradise is closer than you think. In fact, it's just around the corner at the Ocean Sands Resort and Spa in Boca Raton. Discover one of South Florida's finest oceanfront resorts. The Ocean Sands Resort and Spa offers a unique mix of opulence and warmth. Tempt your senses with resort dining, a spa and fitness center, and sparkling oceanfront pools and a resort lounge. Plus, take advantage of group packages for fitness and wellness retreats. Paradise is here. All you have to do is make the call. Call 954-590-1024. The Ocean Sands Resort and Spa. 954-590-1024. Online at theoceansandsresortandspa.com.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3 CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Delray Recovery Center specializes in high-quality, intensive, outpatient alcohol and drug treatment at affordable prices to those who can't afford to miss work or school, but recognize the need for substance abuse counseling. The program is individualized on an outpatient basis, specializing in relapse prevention, family issues, holistic therapy, 12-step workshops, as well as life skills, codependency, mediation, yoga, and acupuncture. Take the first step in changing your life and call the Delray Recovery Center today. Call toll-free 866-830-3211. That's 866-830-3211. Located at 701 Southeast 6th Avenue, Suite 201 in downtown Delray Beach. Call 866-830-3211 or go online to DelrayRecoveryCenter.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine Show. Email your questions and comments to info@HolisticHealthMagazine.com. That's info@HolisticHealthMagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Beautiful thing, Mr. Clapton. It's a beautiful thing. You know, that song talks about change comes to everyone. You know, but the bottom line is that we have to want it. And you know, if you don't want it, you know, everybody can want to change for you. But you can't change nothing that you don't want to change. So, that being said, we have Christy Summers in studio. And Christy is talking to us about a relationship addiction and how we can get past relationship addictions, how we can withdraw, what are some of the symptoms we've already discussed of relationship addiction, the withdrawal that takes about 30 days to get past that, and of course that means no going back to pick up the t-shirts, no going back to pick up the sneakers that you left in the laundry room. That means that you break ties completely for 30 days and get through the withdrawal. Now, question on that. After that 30-day time period and you're sweating through that 30 days, do you call her on day 31?
Yeah, you can call on day 31 and you'll be back in the same place that you left 30 days before, thinking, oh my God, why'd I do this again? Which many of us do. We have to go back over and over and over again. And this is one of the symptoms I call the codependent shuffle. Codependent shuffle goes something like this. You get in a relationship, it's going awesome, then issues come up and you argue about the same things over and over again. Then you break up. It's over. It's done. Then a little bit of time goes by, and you miss the person, and you crave the person. You think it must be love. So you go back and you find yourself in the exact same place, discussing the exact same things and feeling the exact same way. And then you break up again.
So when you continue to do that, it's I mean, let's look at this for what it is. I don't care if you're an addict to a painkiller or you're an addict to food. You know, if I start to become healthier and I start to do healthier things because I'm eating too much, and I go to the doctor and the doctor gives me a diet and he gives me a protocol to follow, and I follow that protocol, and then, you know, I lose all this weight and I look great, and then I start going back to the same behaviors that got me overweight, then I'm going to have the same results. So what you're saying is it's the same with any addiction.
Absolutely. It's the same with any addiction. And just like other addictions, that if you don't, and it's an inside job like other addictions, if you don't go inside and change and heal what is broken in you, you will attract and go back to the exact same kind of people. And, you know, that's pretty much what I do in my practice, is people come to me and they want to end an addictive relationship, okay? But they have to realize that after they end it, that's just the beginning to real healing. Real healing begins after withdrawal. In withdrawal, you just go through the grueling, grieving phase of getting him or her out of your mind. Then comes the real stuff, and the real stuff is often unconscious to us. We're not aware why we're attracted to and why we pick the unhealthy people that we do. You know, my father was an alcoholic, and the last person I ever wanted to marry or be involved with or date was an alcoholic. Here I am at 1 year sober. Guess what? I marry an alcoholic. It is what was familiar to me, and these type of patterns is what I deal with in therapy. If you don't go back there and deal with their origin, where you got these patterns, you'll just continue to pick different people.
So when you were a year sober, if you don't mind me asking, how long do you have sober now?
I've been sober 29 years. It'll be 30 years August 7th.
August 7th, 30 years. God bless you. So you were around 1 year sober, and you found yourself falling right into the situation. Because, and again, here's my question. Do I always try to fill those voids and those spiritual gaps in my life? See, I believe that hole that's inside of me when I first get clean and first gets over, that I've been dumping alcohol and drugs and womanizing and all those things into that hole to fill that hole, trying to get everything on the outside to fill up that hole, and nothing was filling it. Nothing was ever enough. You could throw a football through that hole. So basically, if I don't start working on me, then I'm never going to fill that hole. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And you have to fill the hole, not with outside things. I mean, there's a lot of outside things that we use to fill that hole. That's why a lot of addicts, when they get clean and sober, they fill that hole with people and dating and getting involved in relationships. You have to fill that hole with you. And it's kind of hard, and we don't have the time to go into detail, but it's kind of like finding the seeds of your own self-esteem and, you know, helping them grow. And it sounds, you know, honky. It sounds like, oh yeah, you have to have self-esteem, but you do have to have self-esteem. But the process of getting self-esteem, you know, it can take 6 months to a year. So a typical person who comes into therapy and is suffering from relationship addiction, you know, has a lot of work to do on their insides. They got to meet themselves. You know, they got to fall in love. I had to fall in love with Christy. You know, I didn't love Christy. That's why I used drugs. And then I'm sober and I didn't love Christy. That's why I filled it with men. Because I thought the magic was in men. I thought the magic was in drugs. I thought the magic was in BMWs. And you know what? The magic was in Christy all along. But because of the way that I was raised, I never was shown where the magic was. So, you know, my brand of therapy is to help go in there and show people that they're the gift, that the magic is truly in them, and then they don't have the need to fill that void by finding it in a man or a drug or a car or a woman.
And in the end, is there ever an end? Is there ever an end? I mean, the reality is, am I always working on myself until the day I die? Mm-hmm. Or is there like one day where, you know, okay, I've been out of the relationship for a year, I can ring the bell and it's all over with now? Or do, you know, is there ever an end?
Well, you know, unlike drug addiction, you can get away from drugs, like, you know, and I have 29 years, and yeah, there's an end to that because I don't use anymore. But, you know, relationship addiction is interesting, like food addiction. You have to learn how to socially use your addiction, you know? So no, there is never an end. You know, you can always, depending on the type of relationship and the dynamics of that relationship, fall back into your codependency and your addiction. You know, one of the things that I talk about, and it's funny, but it's really true, is that, you know, and I will use men, but it goes to women. Some men are like fudge. Some men are like broccoli. And men that are like fudge, they're really good, and they feel great, and they're awesome. But in the long run, they're very unhealthy, and they're not good for us. And men that are like broccoli, you know, they're great for us. They're wholesome, and they're good, but they are so boring. And what we have to learn how to do is we have to learn how to like the broccoli. You know, I have a friend of mine, though, that talks about, well, can't they be like broccoli dipped in chocolate? And and I'm like, but the truth of the matter is that we're unhealthy, and water seeks its own level. And if we're broken, we're going to attract somebody broken, and we're always prone to that brokenness. So we have to watch when we get into dating people that they are not the same ingredients of the past relationships that have brought us back to that place of, you know, losing yourself again.
Absolutely. So you're in a relationship with a guy, and or you're in a relationship with a woman that is concentrating on getting the money, property, and prestige. They're not coming home at night. They're working, you know, 130 hours a week. They're doing all of this insanity. I got the guy behind the window figuring out that 130 hours a week. Yeah, there's not enough in there, buddy. But and that's the point. The point is that there is no time for you whatsoever. But again, you keep holding on to the fact that, you know, I'm going to do everything humanly possible to make my life perfect, and I'm going to avoid you at all contact because we're in a relationship that I don't like, and I just don't know how to say that. I don't know how to come across and say, hey, listen, so I'm going to do everything else I can possibly do to stay away from it.
You know, what I say to that actually is that person consciously may be thinking that it's the relationship that's bad and they're doing everything they can to stay away from it. But really the reality is the relationship with themselves is bad and they're doing everything to stay away from that. And the partner, the person that gets involved with that person, is waiting for a crumb. And most of us grew up, you know, whether our fathers were unavailable or our mothers were unavailable, and we get in relationships and we wait for a crumb. And we are waiting and waiting for a crumb. We are trying to right an old wrong from our childhood that, like our childhood, where we never got the crumb from our father or mother who wasn't emotionally available and there for us, we are now hoping that we're going to win an old war and get that crumb from whoever we're with now. So both people in that circumstance to get better, you know, the one person has to realize that they can't keep waiting for a crumb, and the other person has to realize that it's their relationship with themselves that they're trying to be so busy and get away from than anything wrong with the partner that they're with.
What do you say to the listener right now that's thinking to himself or herself, oh, come on, just get over it and get on with your life? What do you say? Because, you know, there's that person. Listen, I'm that person from time to time where I say, hey, listen, you know, get over it. Just move on. What's the reality of that?
Well, you know what? The person out there that's saying, oh, just get over it, move on, hey, maybe they're capable of that. Maybe they had healthy parenting and they're a whole person and they're able to just walk away. Probably more than not, though, the person listening right now that's identifying with everything I'm saying is sitting there saying, you know what? She's right. You know what? I've secretly been enduring this relationship I've been in for a long time and I am getting crumbs. You know, or the man that is, or the woman that's working 50 million hours a week and is saying that it's their partner that's the problem. It's not their partner that's the problem. So you know what? If you can get over it that quick, you don't need to listen.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you know something? We're going to give a shout out right now to Healthy Indoor Air, Mark Valenciano, because they made this possible. They make every Friday possible as our sponsor of this show. And you can reach them at 866-332-7247. Mark is going to help you to choose an effective air cleaner and one that will take care of all of the pollutants in your air. And that way you can be healthy in a whole state in your home. We'll be back right after this message.
A message about effective air cleaning from Healthy Indoor Air, LLC.
Did you know that more than 50% of all households have at least one family member who struggles with some type of breathing problem? Most of these problems can be improved by simply improving the quality of the air being breathed. Did you also know that you fill your lungs more than 20,000 times a day? So the cleanliness of the air you breathe is vital. Now, what makes an effective air cleaner? Well, that depends on the pollutants. Once you've narrowed down the pollutants, you can decide which healthy indoor air machine will work best for you. You could be having problems with dust, dander, pollen, spores, even molds, viruses, or bacteria. The best idea is to call Healthy Indoor Air LLC. Call Mark today to find out what's best for your home. You can call toll-free at 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to HealthyIndoorAirLLC.com. And remember, a truly clean house is one you can breathe in. Don't waste another minute. Call Healthy Indoor Air LLC right now. Call toll-free, 866-332-7247. That's 866-332-7247. Or go online to Healthy Indoor Air LLC. The call is worth every breath.
It's time for a new beginning. In 7 days, you can change your life with NovoLife. NovoLife is a three-part, seven-day quick cleanse program consisting of a detoxification and cleanse product to help your body release stored toxins, helping you with weight loss and boosting your metabolism. NovoLife is compounded with vitamins and herbs to stimulate healing. It contains vital amino acid blends to help you burn fat and increase metabolism and stimulate lean muscle growth. Plus, it's pleasant to the taste and affordable. NovoLife. Call now, 1-866-759-3746. That's 1-866-759-3746. In 7 days, you can change your life with NovoLife. Go online to NovoLife.net. That's NovoLife.net.
Restore your body's natural balance. The Zero Point Global System encompasses our flagship line of wellness-enhancing products that, when used in conjunction with a healthy lifestyle, will totally transform your health and well-being. The Quantum Doctor, Dr. Lloyd H. Gomberg, Doctor of Chiropractic, will help you to experience the Zero Point Global Lifestyle. He'll help you to find out about the negative frequencies emitted from electromagnetic fields, environmental pollution, and toxicity in foods and beverages, and how they take a serious mental and physical toll on your body when your biofield is energetically out of balance. He'll also show you how the Zero Point Global Lifestyle can totally transform your health by balancing your biofield, enabling the body to heal itself and to be strong inside and out. Discover the Zero Point Global System and make a difference in your life. Contact the Quantum Doctor, Dr. Lloyd H. Gomberg, Doctor of Chiropractic, at www.zeropointhealingtools.com or call the Quantum Doctor at 561-613-5154. That's 561-613-5154. Dr. Gomberg is waiting for your call now, 561-613-5154. Have you ever heard of manipulation under anesthesia? It's not new, and it's not experimental. It's actually been practiced since the late 1930s. Manipulation under anesthesia is a non-invasive procedure for treating acute and chronic pain conditions like neck pain, back pain, joint pain, muscle spasms, and long-term pain syndromes. Are you in pain? Get the help you need without dangerous drugs or surgery. Call the offices of Dr. Joshua Rikus, board certified in family medicine, 954-753-1477. Conveniently located in Coral Springs, most major insurance plans accepted. 954-753-1477. 954-753-1477. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine Show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show, Holistic Health Magazine radio show. And we are sitting here today, of course, with Ask Christy, Christy Summers. Christy Summers is a psychotherapist in private practice for close to 30 years. And you'd never know it by looking at her. But the bottom line is that she works diligently on helping people to overcome addiction with relationships. Her office is located at 20377 Northeast 15th Court, 2nd floor, North Miami Beach, Florida, 33179. I guess you don't need the zip code to find it. But you can call her phone number at 305-525-8255.
9840. And also, you can go to holistichealthmagazine.com. You can click on Ask the Experts, because it's important that if you have an issue, maybe you're feeling something, maybe you're going through some things right now, and you want to be able to ask Christy, you can go to that website, askchristy.com, or holistichealthmagazine.com, and you can click on Ask the Experts, and at that point, what you can do is also read an article that's going to be in the July issue that she has written in regards to addiction, to relationships. Christy is a person that comes with, of course, substance and an understanding of dealing with people for so many years with addiction. And it doesn't have to be an alcohol or drug addiction. It can be addiction of gambling. It can be addiction of eating disorders. It can be addiction to shoes, sex, anything that you could actually form an addiction over, which there's only 120 12-step organizations out there that deal with addiction and addiction disorders. And she's here to be able to share that with us. And starting every Friday, we're going to be dealing with Christy in the studio, and we're all going to be hanging out. She's going to be hosting with us, and the bottom line is that we're looking forward to many more Fridays. And Christy, what do you got to say?
I just want to say I enjoyed being on the show today. I love it. I've been waiting a long time in my career to be able to step out of my private practice and get what I've learned about relationships and share it with so many more people than the small amount of people that I get to deal with in my practice over the last 28 years. You know, one of the things that has my heart about talking about relationship addiction, and I said it at the beginning of the show, is that, you know, most of us who have unhealthy relationships, we learned it in our childhood. And, you know, next week I'm going to be sharing on relationship addiction. And like other addictions, you know how it's generational and it goes through your families and you just keep passing it on and passing it on and passing it on. And, you know, my heart is for children, you know, and children that grow up in a relationship addiction family, by the time they're 14 or 15, they're starting to do the same stuff the same way that their parents did. It's another addiction that just keeps being passed on.
Okay. And that's something to tune in next Friday from 2 to 3. And, of course, it's here at WWNN 1470 AM. Or you can be listening live on the Internet at holistichealthmagazine.com. And that's what is going to be happening next week. And we're going to look forward to having Christy, of course, here with us in the studio live. Every week from this point forward until she says, "Uncle, no more, please." But I think that's what we're also looking to do here is let you know that she has some really good things happening as far as a book. What's going on with your book?
Oh, I'm writing a book, and the name of the book is Dying to Leave. And the book is about being in a relationship for a long time and not being able to end it. And the book goes into great detail about how you go through withdrawal and, more importantly, how you become whole so that the next relationship that you have is going to be healthy and that next relationship is going to be all that you're looking for, all that we're looking for in healthy relationships.
So it's going to be like a workbook also involved in it, too. So you're going to be able to take steps into, you know, being able to deal with your own addiction with relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's going to be a book, and then there's going to be a workbook. And the workbook are all the exercises that I give the patients that I see to help them break these unhealthy patterns. And the book will probably be out in about 3 months, so I'll be talking about it more on my show.
Okay, great. We're looking forward to that, of course. And, of course, I want to go back through. If you happen to be in the area of a vitamin shop, in the area of Books a Million, you can stop in right now and ask for the Holistic Health Magazine, and they will point you in the direction. It costs $4.99. It is a paid magazine, but for $4.99, you can get a lot of information in regards to cutting-edge approaches to holistic health or health in general. We like to incorporate the conventional and the alternative and combine them together to make a whole, of course. That's what holistic stands for. If you look in the dictionary, holistic means whole. So the whole body. Part of that, of course, is the mind and the body and the spirit. And, of course, when you start dealing with relationship issues, not only does it tax the mind, does not only does it tax the body, but it also definitely taxes the spirit, and we need to achieve balance even in our relationships, correct?
Absolutely, and yes, and it also attaches you spiritually, because when you're in a relationship that's addictive, spiritually you die. Just like physically you die, emotionally you die, spiritually you die.
And bankruptcy comes in all forms. It might be that there's a lot of things going on in the world today. People are losing their homes. People are, losing their jobs. People are going through all kinds of emotional upheavals. If you're going through issues and you're having a tough time dealing with them and you're having a tough time talking about them at home, maybe, the walls are up and everybody's angry with everybody because there are outside influences today that might not necessarily have been there a few years ago, and you don't know how to deal with them, Christy can help with that also. Again, it's about communication. Communication starts with me telling the truth. Hey, this is what I'm feeling. Hey, this is where I'm at. This is what I want to do. As crazy as it might sound sometimes, some of the things I want to do, especially when I'm telling my wife and she just shakes her head, but at least I voice them. You know what I mean? I don't walk around with that garbage in my gut anymore. And again, we're looking to help with issues is hope. If you are hopeless, take the less out of hopeless and you have hope. And we have people like Christy, we have people like Julian Whitaker, we have people like Leo Booth, we have people like Patrick Corona that are going to help all of the people that listen to our show or read our magazine to achieve a healthy balance. We are in studio at holistichealthmagazine.com if you're listening online, and we're also located at WWNN 1470 AM right here in Boca. And there's two books that I wanted to share with you. First of all, the first one is Say Yes to Your Life. It's a daily meditation. It's by Leo Booth. You can go just about to any books or Barnes & Nobles or Borders Books and pick this up. But it's a daily meditation, and it has exactly that, a daily meditation. Day one, January 1st, and then all the way through the whole year. And it's some things that you can read. And there's another one, Reclaiming Your Power. And this is by Dr. Corey Soundrup, and this is also being sold at Barnes & Nobles and Borders Books. You can pick up both of them again. It's Reclaiming Your Power, Dr. Corey Soundrup, and also Leo Booth, Say Yes to Your Life, A Daily Meditation. And they're great books, Mastering Optimal Health and Wellness, Emotionally and Spiritually and Physically, and Reclaiming Your Power with Dr. Corey Soundrup. Great book. I read it myself. Looks great. Sounds great. And it's something that you can actually work in your own life. And again, we got one more. Leo Booth. Check it out. We are out of time. We want to thank you for listening to our show today. And we ask you to come back tomorrow, Saturday, from 4 to 6, right here at WWNN 1470 AM. And also listen on holistichealthmagazine.com. And then again on Sunday nights from 9 to 11. We want to thank our sponsor, Healthy Indoor Air, Mark Valenciano, who can help you with effective air cleaning. Call him at 866-332-7247. And again, we want to thank our listeners and thank Christy for being here. Thank you, Christy.
It's been great being here. Thank you, John, for having me.
It's a great day. Have a blessed day, people. Thanks for listening. Okay, welcome to blocktalkradio.com/holistichealthtalk, brought to you by holistichealthmagazine.com. We're here, of course, today, beautiful day, every day is a beautiful day, and we are getting ready to, of course, get down and dirty with our special on Blog Talk Radio. Holistic Health Magazine is a monthly periodical that you can find in any Books a Million or Vitamin Shop. We are also a monthly periodical that deals with
mind, body, and spirit and achieving balance. You can go to holistichealthmagazine.com and you can read our turn page technology if you're not in an area where you can buy a magazine. You can also, of course, go to holistichealthmagazine.com and get interactive and ask the expert questions that will be highlighted on our radio show, broadcasted from WWNN 1470 AM 3 days a week live. Blog Talk Radio, of course, is a venue for us to be able to spread our message, and we upload shows periodically and do some live ones every once in a while through, of course, WNN 1470 AM. We are a magazine that utilizes multimedia aspects, so that way we can carry a message in every aspect available to us other than television. Holistic Health Magazine is a publication that has been produced for the last 2 years and has been online for 8 years. And Holistic Health Magazine, as a corporation, has been around for 8 years helping people to achieve mind, body, and spirit. We look forward to you contacting us at info@holistichealthmagazine.com or giving a call at 877-799-8773. And you can get interactive and ask questions and talk to us in regards to any of the, of course, shows that you're listening to or any questions that you might have. We have, of course, great personalities that come aboard with us and are part of our shows. We've had all types of people from all walks of life, including, you know, Julian Whitaker from Whitaker Institute. We have Raymond Francis of Never Be Sick Again. We have different authors of different books, and you know, we have experts like Christy Summers and many other people that are a part of Holistic Health Magazine nationally and, of course, soon to be internationally. Thank you for listening to our show today. And if you want to contact me, again, my name is John Hollis. I am the host of the Holistic Health Magazine show. And you can reach me by calling 877-799-8773.
And don't forget to tune in live tomorrow, Friday, for Ask Christy. And she'll be on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And she is on every Friday from 2 until 3 at WWNN 1470 AM and with Holistic Health Magazine. And, of course, that's streamlined to blogtalkradio.com/Holistic Health Talk. And it's also streaming live at HolisticHealthMagazine.com. Check it out. Either way. Look forward to speaking with you. Tune in. Check it out. Listen up. Enjoy your moments. Enjoy your days. They all flow into each other. God bless and have a great evening.